Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, besides being Parsha's Kisisa, also features a special additional Torah reading, that of Parsha's Parah, the Red Heifer. The Red Heifer is the classic example, the quintessential chok, a law of the Torah that does not have a specific reason attached to it, or at least not a reason that we can comprehend. Although there is a reason, it's not something that we are able to grasp. There are many chukim in the Torah, many laws whose reasoning we are unable to comprehend and grasp, but the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, is the quintessential example of the chuk. Whenever we talk about Torah, we're always talking in spiritual terms as well as in physical, practical terms. And spiritually, when we say we have a mitzvah whose reason is beyond our comprehension, that means that spiritually, this is not something we'd be able to internalize and wrap our minds around. That is, perhaps we can discuss the words of the reason, but to really get it, to really be able to internalize and understand fully and personally the reasoning behind the mitzvah, that's not something we could do. What's interesting is that Rashi, in his commentary on Parashas Parah, on the discussion of the red heifer in the Torah, brings from Rabbi Moshe Hadarshan a lengthy discussion about how the red heifer is meant as an atonement for the Egel Hazav, the golden calf, which happens to appear in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisisa. Rashi goes into detail how different aspects of the red heifer are meant to atone for the golden calf. In a very basic sense, the red heifer is a red cow that is meant to come and atone for the sin that was done through the child, through the calf. Red is the color of sin, and hence it needs to be red. And Rashi goes into the various details, the different aspects of the Parah Aduma of the red heifer to explain how the red heifer atones for the golden calf. The problem is, this is supposed to be a chok, a law whose reasoning is beyond our comprehension. How then are we to understand Rashi's lengthy explanation as being in line with the idea that this is a chok? The Chassam Sofer, among others, explains that in fact the reasoning of the red heifer is not meant to be specifically an atonement of the red heifer. In fact, there is a much higher level of reasoning and understanding that is beyond our grasp. However, the Jewish people, after receiving the Torah at Sinai, had reached very, very great spiritual heights, and in fact were on a level where they would be able to comprehend the reasoning, the ultimate reasoning, behind the red heifer. However, after they sinned with the golden calf, they fell from those lofty spiritual levels, and they were no longer spiritually capable of being able to internalize and comprehend the true reasoning behind the red heifer. What was the main sin of the golden calf? As has been discussed many times at classes that I've given and other venues, the golden calf, for the vast, vast majority of the actual Jewish nation, was not in fact a sin based strictly on idolatry itself. It was not meant to be strictly idolatrous, but rather it was meant to be a go-between between the Jewish people and God in lieu of Moses, of Moshe, whom the Jewish people thought dead. The problem was that God had specifically instructed the Jewish people not to make any sort of graven image, no matter what, with the exception of the Kruvim, the cherubs in the Holy of Holies, and any deviation from that would be idolatrous, because included in idolatry is even making an image to be a go-between between man and God. Thus, the primary sin of the Jewish people was not so much the idolatrous side of it, but the fact that they went ahead on their own and made a decision on their own to do something, even though God said, this is not a good idea, this is not something you should be doing. They meant it for the sake of heaven, but because they did it on their own initiative, based on their own understanding and their own motive and their own reasoning, as well as they meant, it was nonetheless a grievous sin, but it was rooted in the fact that they relied on their own judgment rather than relying on God's judgment. Thus, says the Chassam Sofer, they lost the ability to comprehend the mitzvah of the red heifer, and instead now need to apply themselves to this mitzvah without being able to understand it. And thus the red heifer becomes the vehicle and the instrument for atonement for the sin of the golden calf. Because when you have to do a mitzvah and you have no understanding, you are relying completely on God's judgment, on God's commandment to do this even though I don't understand it. That in itself is a means of atonement for the sin of the golden calf. It thus emerges that while the actual reasoning of the red heifer is beyond our comprehension because of the sin of the golden calf, when we apply ourselves to this mitzvah and other mitzvahs whose reasonings we don't necessarily comprehend fully, because God has said so, that itself is a rectification of the sin of the golden calf, which was, I'm going to serve God on my terms through my judgment and my understanding. Thus, the message, or at least one of the messages, of the red heifer is the idea that we need to serve God on His terms, not on ours. And even though we may not like or understand some of the reasonings of Jewish law, either because we have our own agendas, or because it just doesn't sit well with us, or our own morals, based on modern society, and so on and so forth, but nonetheless, God has commanded, and we need to listen to Him, even if we don't fully understand it. The more we are able to submit our own judgment, and to nullify before God's judgment, before God's superior knowledge, the more we will be, in fact, able to comprehend, and to come closer to God, and thus merit to once again be able to comprehend all the mitzvos, even the ones that today are beyond our comprehension. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos.